cause you can't, you won't, and you don't stop. Oh, cause you can't, you won't, and you don't stop. Oh, when you can't, you won't, and you don't stop.
Might be coming round.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Piece of the pie when I'm not quitting. Think I'ma change up my style.
awesome. We loved him. And it was interesting because I think kind of we met going to downtown clubs here in New York City, which we probably shouldn't have been doing, but that's a whole nother story because we were young or whatever. But at these downtown, like, kind of punk new wave clubs, they started to play the first hip-hop records that came out. First Blow, Treacherous 3, Funky 4 Plus One More. And then these groups started to come down and play at those same downtown punk clubs. So it's kind of like as soon as we got exposed to it, we were in. And I think it's like, and it's kind of like anybody with any music, it's like we put the records on and we would listen to them over and over and over again to the point where you memorize every word and you're saying every word, and that's kind of then that's your jumping off point for kind of making that music.
We'll be right back. WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George signing in here and just checking in to let everybody know that we are recognizing the passing of MCA, RIP, my friend, Adam Yau from the Beastie Boys. A major influence on yours truly, Furious George. Probably the most influential hip-hop band I ever listened to. Started off listening to them as a little kid in the 80s, and it never left me. It's influenced me so deeply and so hardly that it probably has a lot to do with why I'm sitting here in this chair right now. And how I like to have fun with microphones and a turntable and a little bit of button here and there. So, if you like what you're hearing, stick around. The show may be offensive to some of you losers. For everyone else, stick around. We got some fun new things that I happen to piece together. Just kind of going along with the different spirit of the importance of music and what it can do to your brain and how important it is, including transforming young adolescent, dorky little people like myself when I was 15 or, maybe I was like 12 and totally threw me a trajectory that happens to land me where I am now. So thank you, Beastie Boys. And I've seen them many different times, either from the kind of fun fight for your right side to being in front of them during the 2004 election, and the Beastie Boys came out and did some really cool protests against the Bush administration when a lot of their folks weren't. A lot of anti-war stuff they've done. They've done stuff for Free Tibet. They've done stuff for kind of liberating different musicians and artists, whether they're directors or, MCA happens to be a poet, or whether you're like, Mixmaster Mike rolling on the turntables. So we're going to dedicate the show to them, and want to just also say that if you stick around for next week, we've got a special show coming up where a DJ named Sector 7G has thrown together a mix for Furious George called A Few for Furious George. So that'll be coming up next week. This week we're going to honor our friend MCA and pass the mic with the Beastie Boys. I'll be back. Stick around. I'm furious.
As if parents of teenagers don't have enough to worry about, add this to the list. Fear that their kids are getting high just listening to music. Listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or some websites are offering so-called i-doses of digital drugs, music tracks, and applications that promise to deliver the experience of taking marijuana, ecstasy, or even Viagra, put you in a drug-like trance. Digital drug. Beats. All of this is based on something called binaural beats, which can supposedly alter brain waves. What exactly are these and how do they work?
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves. And normally the difference in sound between each ear helps people get directional information about the source of a sound. But when you listen to these sounds with stereo headphones, the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies is another beat that sounds like it's coming from the inside of the head. So for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 Hz and the left ear hears a tone at 410 Hz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 Hz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brain waves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brainwave activity at 10 hertz.
All of this is based on something called binaural beats.
I guess so. I don't know.
We just used to do it like goofing around, like just hanging out in the street corner, like just, you know, just knowing rhymes from other people's records like that. I think it was almost a little bit later, I kind of remember a friend of mine saying, like, you guys should make a rap record, you know, because we were already making punk records. We were a punk band. And I kind of thought, that's crazy. Even though we kind of rhymed all the time, but the idea of doing a record seemed kind of wild.
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves, and normally the difference in sound between each ear helps people get directional information about the source of the sound. But when you listen to these sounds with stereo headphones, the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies is another beep that sounds like it's coming from the inside of the head. So, for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 hertz and the left ear hears a tone at 410 hertz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brainwaves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brainwave activity at 10 hertz.
Listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even Viagra.
We did a small controlled study with four people, and we did see brainwave activity shifting to match the binaural beats that people were listening to.
So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
You have to listen to it with stereo. And second, it really does create those altered states. The beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brainwaves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing.
you're out performing, how much of it is rap and how much of it is everything else?
Well, that, actually, on this tour, we're doing two different kinds of shows. And one of the shows is more based on the instruments, like on the band stuff, and the other show is more based on hip hop.
Two different shows mean one night you do one, one night you do the next.
Yeah, that's like, that's why we played in Boston two nights. And like, we'll do a couple
of fans like what?
Oh, I'm a busy woman with a lot on my plate. And I'm a Republican.
I need a government that can move with the times. And I am a Republican.
What do real Republican women want from their government?
I don't want government in my banks.
I don't want government in my classrooms.
Where do I want government? In my vagina.
In my vagina.
Way, way deep, up there in my vagina.
In my mother's vagina.
In my daughter's vagina.
In my great-grandmother's vagina.
My right to choose? What about my right to choose to not have a choice?
Being a woman means having a vagina, but it doesn't mean we want to have control of it.
We're gushy, and we secrete things. Have you ever really looked at it? It looks like an unshaven clown.
They're actually kind of scary. They're like a black hole. Like a massive black hole that lowers thousands of stars into its unrelenting gravitational pull. No. Not thousand. Just one. Sorry. I messed that up. It's one star. It lures one star.
Joey, you can't have a cookie before dinner. Look, I make big decisions all day. And now the Democrats want me to make even more?
I could have the government provide access to affordable birth control, decide when I want to get pregnant, do tests on the fetus to make sure it's healthy, and then have a baby.
Or the government could restrict birth control, up my chances of getting pregnant with an unwanted child,
forcing me to have an invasive vaginal ultrasound with no diagnostic purpose,
scare me into refusing tests that they say more often than not end in abortion,
and then have a baby. It's just easier.
Who are you gonna listen to? Your doctor?
Or Republican?
Don't you want someone like your dad in your vagina? I do.
I do.
Oh, I'd love to have my dad involved in my vagina.
And luckily, during rape and incest, my omnipotent vagina knows it's wrong and secretes a hormone to keep me from getting pregnant. We all win.
Let the Oval Office take care of your Oval Office.
Open up your legs and let the government in.
Paid for by the Real Republican, Real Women of Real America.
We'll be right back. I'm here to tell this jury, no. No, our eyes did not deceive us. We saw what we saw. What we saw was a crime.
Los Angeles Basin is beginning to look like Kuwait after dark, with fires and looting breaking out as far north as Hollywood and moving west toward Beverly Hills.
Watching the LA riots on TV, I knew I was witnessing history. It seemed George Holliday's tape had changed everything and sent the message that the world really is watching. But almost 20 years later, just as cell phone videos were beginning to become ubiquitous, another police encounter, one even more shocking than Rodney King, was captured on video, this time in Oakland, California.
This is the Fruitvale BART station at 2 a.m. New Year's Day, as captured on video by 19-year-old Karina Varga.
22-year-old Oscar Grant was shot and killed while lying face down on the platform of a train station.
At least four different people with cell phone cameras shot video of Grant and two other men surrounded by transit police after an alleged fight on a subway train.
Varga says it is something that she wishes she had not seen, but says the truth and video should come out.
This video is for everyone to see. I want to show it to his family. I hope his family sees this. It's for everyone to see that it was not right.
Well, we just made it down the hall. The most startling thing about this decision today, I think, for a lot of people in the courtroom was to see former BART officer Johannes.
Once again, I was stunned by the jury's verdict. Although the officer was found guilty this time, the jury convicted Johannes Messerly of only involuntary manslaughter. And the judge sentenced him to just 2 years in prison. Just as Oakland had erupted in riots after the video first surfaced, news of the verdict and sentencing also ignited a public uprising. But what if every police encounter was captured on camera? Could technology transform a troubled police force into a squad of model officers? The city of Oakland is trying to find out.
The Oakland Police Department is seeking approval to award a contract with Adams Industry to purchase 350 Bayou portable cameras along with supporting equipment.
And they fit right on the front of the officer's uniform. The officer turns them on and off with the click of a button, and the officers are required to wear them whenever they're in the field.
That's Officer Holly Joshi, a spokesperson for the Oakland Police Department.
I brought one with me today if you're interested in looking at it. They're quite small.
A lot of times when an officer is accused of something, the community doesn't feel comfortable with the officer's side of the story. So the cameras can tell the perfect story. It tells exactly what happened.
It could also provide evidence of criminal crimes or attacks against officers. Streamline the truth-finding process by providing the best evidence.
We have some people, so I think we can. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Move and second question, Mr.
Delafante. Real quick question. You're finalizing the policy on the use of the equipment and all that. That's coming back to public safety and to the city council.
As a police officer, my oath is to provide service and safety to the solid citizens of the city.
Well, mine is, say it, don't spray it.
A smartass. Well, if I had nine of LA's finest holding taser guns and wielding billy clubs behind me, I'd fight you right now.
To these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even that.
We did a small controlled study with four people, and we did see brainwave activity shifting to match the binaural beat that people were listening to.
So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
First of all, you have to listen to it with stereo, and second, it really does create those altered states.
Enter into some other kind of spooky altered state.
But I'm confused. So, who's here today? You must be Stephen Simmons. And you'd be Stan Smith. And I take it you're Sissy Spacek from Sarasota Springs.
Hey, who's been messing with my list?
Was it you, Mr. Prankster?
No, sir.
What's the matter, Sassafras? Are you scared? Are you frightened? Are you nervous? You're sweating like a suckling sow on a sizzling spit! What are you smirking at, smarty pants? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be very tough to be a police officer.
Binaural beats, which can supposedly alter brain waves. What exactly are these?
Bedrock of America's democracy. The founding fathers knew that keeping a check on the powers that be would be essential to this country. So with surveillance cameras filming us on every corner, shouldn't it be the right of the citizenry to film and keep law enforcement in check? Well, in Illinois, it's already illegal to videotape the police. And under the auspices of eavesdropping, it was previously illegal to record audio of them too. But just yesterday, a federal appeals court struck down the Illinois Eavesdropping Act, citing a violation of the First Amendment. There are countless cases of police abuse and brutality that would never have brought to light or justice without video footage. Some of the most infamous of them being Rodney King and Oscar Grant. Which brings us now to the case of Kelly Thomas. It's a tragic story of a schizophrenic homeless man who was brutally beaten to death by police officers. The story is just a year old, but yesterday a new surveillance tape from across the street was released to the public, and it shows the grisly details of the beating.
Very hard to watch.
watched the graphic beating, but this videotape provides important evidence of the egregious abuse of police authority. Without it, the officers might never have been held accountable for what happened. And now to take a look at this.
Okay, panty waist, take a shot at your old Sarge. That's a good one. Now let me try. Lesson number one, get to know your weapon, but don't ever use it recklessly. Can you say recklessly?
Recklessly!
Lesson number two, police officers have to remember events that happen. This is a suspect, and this is a can of mix. What did you see?
You used excessive force!
To wife.
Pulled out the Jimmy, he thought it was a joke. A trigger,
I broke his face.
But yo, reached in his pocket, took all his cash. Left my man standing with the egg mustache.
Suckers, they come a dime for a dozen.
And when I say dozen, you know what I'm talking about. Wait.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the egg man. I'm driving around, king of the town. Always got my windows rolled down. Ready to throw, you know, I'm the egg man.
And then I ate his leg.
Riding the trains in between cars when I pull out the station.
You're gonna get shot.
Sci-fi egging, plaguing LA.
Yo, they just got my little cousin, that's it.
Sometimes hot boil, sometimes runny ray.
I'm a chicken, not a bunny. Tell me people laugh. Just don't jump my name.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing a yo.
Now they got me in the cell.
But I don't care.
It was then that I got caught catching people out there.
Up on the roof in my car. Up all night. On a new science like Dolomite, the Mac, I'm the Eggman, taxi driver, the Eggman.
We all dressed in black, we snuck up around the back, we began to attack the eggs that crack on Hayes' back.
Say I am down with the program, and hand, Bill Simmons, Sam.
From Halloween, you know, I come strapped, I'm throwing out a sucker.
A special radio
he
added.
Made the mistake, he took a man by his face, we go through life, egg on your face.
I'm Andrew Stelz, making contact.
The program is next.
Youth instinctively understands the
I was 8 years old when George Holliday woke to the sound of helicopters, grabbed his new video camera, and started recording the scene outside.
Shows what appears to be a group of LAPD officers beating a suspect. The incident was videotaped by an amateur cameraman from a nearby apartment.
I was too young to see the Rodney King tape when it first aired on the news, but I was old enough to witness the video's impact in the months and years that followed.
There is a new weapon being used in the war on crime, and it's called a home video camera.
It's based on psychological responses and concepts conditioned by the former technology. Major advances in civilization are possible. All the direct societies which you.
In this video age, more and more people own video cameras, and they're carrying them around with them for the purpose of shooting possible news footage.
Not guilty of the crime of assault.
Even as a child, that verdict didn't seem right.
If I go into a store on videotape and steal a Twinkie, I'm going to jail for 6 months, okay? You got four guys on videotape, obviously savagely beating someone, and they get off. I'm black, they're white. You know, what's happening here?
These officers have a job to do, and in doing that job, they have to be given a certain amount of reasonable, and that's what this is, you know, reasonable force.
I'm here to tell this jury, no. No, our eyes did not deceive us. We saw what we saw. What we saw was a crime.
This was a few bad apples.
Can the choice be somewhere in between? I don't think it's systematic. I would, for example, differ with, we're well ahead of where we were, 20 years ago at the time of the Rodney King meeting. Right now, a good part of that is because so many of us carry cameras, we all have phones. I'm talking to you through a very kinky hookup right now.
federal appeals court struck down the Illinois Eavesdropping Act, citing a violation of the First Amendment. There are countless cases of... police brutality that would never have brought to light or justice without video footage.
Thunderbird is the word and your light is a feather.
Detox at the flop.
No booze allowed.
Remember the good old days with the rockabilly crowd.
Memphis is where he's from.
Tennessee.
He lives in the street, but he's no bum.
He's a rockabilly star from the days of old.
He used to have teeth all filled with gold. A platinum voice, but only gold rings.
On the bass.
What boots?
On the drums.
With just
Louis Vuitton with the Gucci guitar. A Johnny Royale.
Yes, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello, man, you got Cookie Puss's number?
He's my supervisor. He'll help you.
Yo, man, where's the supervisor at? I got the number anyway, baby. That bitch hang up on me.
These pussy crumbs are making me itch. A Cookie Puss?
Hey!
A Cookie Puss? Maybe I should scratch.
My real name is My sister's name was
PCP, then he attacked you, right? And you just acted like you were supposed to.
Hey, kid, are you registered for jury duty? Incidentally, remember that word, PCP. It stands for Pounds Crook Persistently.
I can't fucking breathe. I can't. Please. Help him! Oh, ouch! Ouch! Okay! Hey, I'm sorry, man! Ouch! Okay! 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 I'm sorry! Ouch!
Joe, run your mic!
Hey!
Run your mic!
I'm sorry!
Hold up!
Ouch!
infamous of them being Rodney King and Oscar Grant. Which brings us now to the case of Kelly Thomas. It's a tragic story of a schizophrenic homeless man who was brutally beaten to death by police officers. The story is just a year old, but yesterday a new surveillance tape from across the street was released to the public, and it shows the grisly details of the beating.
Los Angeles Basin is beginning to look like Kuwait after dark, with fires and looting breaking out as far north as Hollywood and moving west toward Beverly Hills.
Watching the LA riots on TV, I knew I was witnessing history. It seemed George Holliday's cape had changed everything and sent the message that the world really is watching. But almost 20 years later, just as cell phone videos were beginning to become ubiquitous, another police encounter, one even more shocking than Rodney King, was captured.
Form of social assessment in an environment of instant electric speed. The public, in the sense of a great consensus of separate and distinct viewpoints.
All right now, right here. My whole life, right here. We got five seconds in the white O'Reilly.
Sideways, like a man being laid.
They know I'm an oddly old bike.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George signing off. Hopefully you've had fun listening to our little dedication to MCA, RIP, my friend. Long live the B-Boys. That there's Alive. It's against the system. We should unite. My favorite sound from that song. Here's some more from an uncut demo from the Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique album, Rocked My World, given to me in, I think, 10th grade by Kim Eckert and Lynn Essen. They were nice girls. Totally turned me on to some of the best music that I never looked back. Fun time. Best birthday present ever got. Hey, listen, I'm Furious. I'll be back. Stick around for Bodacious Bass. Be good. I'm Furious.
Looking for a slogan. You can't say yes we can because we couldn't. And it's hard to get fired up, ready to go because so many of us are just fired. You know, the president is in real danger without this slogan, without this grand idea. His team has tried winning the future, a fair shot, and we can't wait. These are terrible slogans for products that I don't want to buy. Winning the future seems like it should be hosted by Wayne Brady and involves spinning a large wheel. We can't wait is also why people buy Flomax. And a fair shot is clearly the most offensive gay ginger porn title in recent memory. That's Hail to the Chief in dubstep. The problem might not be that the president's team hasn't brainstormed the best slogan. The problem might be that we are, how you say, f***ed. You know, this president seems like a fine enough fella who's presiding over the decline of our country at a slightly slower rate than we might with the other guy, and at least we get to keep our rubbers in port. Yeah.